Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I begin today's podcast with J.R.R. Tolkien's poem, All Woods Must Fail. Here is his poem. O wanderers in the shadowed land, despair not. For though dark they stand, all woods there be must end at last. And see the open sun go past, the setting sun, the rising sun. The day's end or the day begun, for east or west, all woods must fail. His first line should lift our spirits. He says, O wanderers in the shadowed land, despair not. Wow! His words send a powerful message to us. Grieving is the shadowed land. Tolkien is telling us not to despair. He's telling us not to get sucked into the black hole of depression. He knows that despair and depression only lead to defeat. He offers us a different alternative. He adds in the second line, For the dark they stand, all woods there be must end at last. Consider how hope-filled this line is. He is letting us know that our grieving experience will not go on forever. Grieving will come to an end. He's not saying it will be easy. But he is saying, if we hang in there and don't quit, we will outlast our grieving and we will triumph over it. Our dark woods of grieving will end. Tolkien closes his poem with these lines. The day's end or the day begun, for east or west all woods must fail. Take heart, fellow travelers on the grieving journey. All woods must fail. Wherever you are in the woods, your journey through the woods will come to an end. It is the natural order of things. There can be no other way if you keep on walking. This is the way things will turn out. Sure, we are torn in two. We know, however, that all wounds heal. We know that all floodwaters recede. And we know that every storm, no matter how violent, comes to an end. It is the natural order of things. If we don't lose heart, we will walk out of the woods into the sunshine. We may even turn around and look back at the dark woods from which we exited. Perhaps we will salute them because they made us stronger. They made us wiser. And they proved to us that we can endure any struggle and become its master. If you pause for a moment, you will discover that you have a heart wanting to burst into song. It wants to celebrate not only your exiting the woods, but that you also triumphed over the darkness. Returning to J.R.R. Tolkien, we can sing with him in his poem, All Ye Joyful. Because we are joyful, we celebrate life. We celebrate the life of the one we lost. We celebrate our life. And we continue our life by expressing our gratitude for all that we have. All that we had, and all that will be. Here is his poem, All Ye Joyful. Sing, all ye joyful, now sing all together. The winds in the treetop, the winds in the heather. The stars are in blossom, the moon is in flower, and bright are the windows of night in her tower. Dance, all ye joyful, now dance all together. Soft is the grass, and let foot be like feather. The river is silver, the shadows are fleeting. Merry is Maytime and merry our meeting. Sigh no more, pine, till the wind of the morn. Fall moon, dark be the land. Hush, hush, oak, ash, and thorn. Hush by all water, till dawn is at hand. Never quit, never give up. The woods have ended, you have emerged from them, and a wonderful life awaits for you. You know it. God bless. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.